I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A third Russian airfield burned Tuesday from a drone strike a day after Ukraine demonstrated an apparent new ability to attack hundreds of kilometers deep into Russia with attacks on two other air bases. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Kiev did not directly claim responsibility for the strikes. It never does with attacks inside Russia, but celebrated them. The New York Times, citing a senior Ukrainian official, said the drones involved in Monday's attacks were launched from Ukrainian territory, and at least one of the strikes was made in the help of special forces close to the base. Russian commentators said on social media that if Ukraine could strike that far inside Russia, it might also be able to hit Moscow.
Meanwhile, Ukraine continues to face attacks on its own soil. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
As Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky traveled to Donetsk Tuesday, Russian missile strikes across the nation continued to affect the energy grid. Anna Chernikova reports for VOA from Kyiv.
More than 70 missiles were fired yesterday by Russia across Ukraine. Ukrainian air defense forces destroyed more than 60. However, some missiles hit energy infrastructure in different regions. And today we experience here in Ukraine additional outages.
Ukrainian officials say it will take a couple of days to stabilize the energy grid, which was already compromised. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Indonesia's parliament unanimously voted on Tuesday to ban sex outside of marriage and insulting the president and state institutions. Once they're enforced, the bans will affect foreign visitors as well as citizens. This is VOA News. An Argentine federal court on Tuesday found Vice President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner guilty of corruption in a case related to public works in a highly charged legal case that has rattled the country.
Condenar a Cristina Elizabeth Fernandez de Kirchner.
The court convicted Fernandez de Kirchner to 6 years in prison, though she's unlikely to serve any prison time soon as she has immunity from her government roles and is expected to launch a lengthy appeals process that could take years. Fernandez de Kirchner served as president for two terms between 2007 and 2015 and has crowds of supporters. She faced charges of alleged corruption in the awarding of public works during her presidency. She's denied the allegations and called the court a firing squad. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's company has been convicted of tax fraud for a scheme by top executives to avoid paying personal income taxes on perks such as apartments and luxury cars. As punishment, the Trump organization could be fined up to $1.6 million U.S. dollars. The guilty verdict Tuesday came on the second day of deliberations in the only criminal trial to arise from the Manhattan District Attorney's 3-year investigation of the former president and his business. Trump himself was not on trial. Kenya's former president, Uhuru Kenyatta, has said he is happy with the progress made in the latest round of talks aimed at securing peace in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo amid a major rebel insurgency. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
A resurgence by the M23 group this year has displaced hundreds of thousands of people, according to the United Nations, and caused a major diplomatic crisis. Congo accuses Rwanda of supporting the Tutsi-led rebels. Rwanda denies this.
We are happy with the progress.
Kenyatta said the latest talks in Nairobi had managed to achieve some milestones. Delegates signed a communique outlining various agreements, including funding a demobilization campaign.
Congo's M23 rebel group is ready to withdraw from occupied territory in the east of the country and will support regional peacemaking efforts despite not being represented in talks, it said in a statement on Tuesday. The militia has staged several offenses in the East Democratic Republic of Congo this year, gaining ground in the vast mineral-rich country despite pushback from Congolese forces. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.